This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
An Ohio teacher has been placed on administrative leave after a student's family reported that the educator showed up at their home to demand missing homework. The teacher showed up unannounced at the student's home on Wednesday of last week, requested that the child grab the missing homework assignment and present it.
It was sort of unannounced. If you read down further, it gets worse.
During the interaction between the teacher and the student, a parent arrived home and confronted the teacher on the front porch. The teacher will remain on leave pending the outcome of an investigation, according to the school district. The parent later emailed school administrators to inform them of the incident, and the teacher was placed on leave the following day. Blah, blah, blah. This one's from Fox News.
Wait, let me. One thing I'm going to say in the teacher's favor, and then there is one thing that definitely goes against the teacher's favor. Let's start with the thing in her favor, okay? The teacher said she went there to grab the assignment because if all of the students had finished this assignment and turned it in, they would earn a pizza party. So if you think about it, she's really doing the kid a solid because you don't want to be the kid in elementary school that, like, we're all excited for the pizza party. That was like a huge big deal when we were in school, Scott.
Yes, it was.
All so excited about the pizza party. You don't want to be the one kid that wrecks it for everybody. So she's like, look, I'll swing by. You hand it out the window, whatever. We're on our way. No harm, no foul. Yeah. That's what's in her favor. Here's what's not in the favor of the teacher. She apparently asked the kiddo, do you mind if I follow the school bus to get to your house? Like, I'll get in my car and just follow the bus. And that's how she ended up at the kid's house.
Did the kid say okay?
Well, it's not really, I mean, that's kind of weird, right? She tailed a bus to get to the house to get the assignment, which seems like a lot of work. Why wouldn't you just reach out to mom and dad and say, look, unless you want your kid to be the kid that is the downfall of the pizza party, bring the assignment tomorrow.
Now, wait a minute. We're looking at this in a nefarious way, and I'm not necessarily reading it that way. Here's how I envision the scenario went. The teacher said, okay, I got 25 students. I've only got 24 homework assignments. Yeah. Who's missing? Oh, it's sweet little Tommy. Sweet little Tommy didn't turn in his assignment. And we're going to have a pizza party if I get 25. Yeah. So she says to Tommy.
Yeah.
Where's your homework assignment? You're the only one missing.
Yep.
I left it at home. I did complete it, but I left it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of asking, and this I think we would have thought even worse, what's your address and I'll come pick it up.
Definitely would have been worse, yeah.
She says, do you mind if I follow your school bus home?
Just follow the bus home like a creeper.
You can hand me your homework assignment and everybody gets pizza tomorrow.
They already have the address on file.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think of this as a rather innocent, sweet teacher.
I think back in the 70s, this happened all the time. Or the teacher would paddle you if you didn't turn it in and then make an example out of you and say, hey, I think we all know why we don't all have pizza today. And it's this student right here.
And then Tommy goes outside at recess and gets his ass whipped.
Right. That's how we would have seen this unfold in the 70s. I think today, the following the bus, the intentions were probably good.
And today, the assumption is that the teacher is wrong, no matter what.
Well, I'm not saying this was wrong. I just think there were way easier ways to handle it that didn't probably involve ending up on the front porch of your student's parents.
Dan's right. If there's any question about teachers' conduct, they need to be suspended. They need to be disciplined. When did you guys graduate high school?
90.
Last century.
Two. It was a long time ago.
1989.
Did you guys have the Pizza Hut Book It program?
No, what is that?
It started in 1984, and it was still going strong when I was in grade school, where if we read a certain number of pages within a fixed amount of time, we got a pizza party.
Oh.
And there was always one or two kids. Like, why didn't you just lie about how many pages you read? We could have had some pizza.
I was just going to say, how did they know that you read the pages?
I may or may not have been really good at my mom's signature. Who knows?
Have you guys seen the meme that a teacher posted, like, I don't know, it's been in the last couple weeks, where he basically said, and my life is over. And it was a chat between him and a student. And the student said, hey, you know, Dr. So-and-so or Mr. So-and-so, it might have been a professor. Do you mind if I cite some work in my report from the 1900s? I found a really interesting article from 1991. It said something from the prior century. Is it okay to go way back? Like, you
it's
know,
not way back,
and
post kid.
And cite something from the prior century. I found a really interesting article from 1990 that I think would maybe good in my report.
In some magazine called Time.
And the professor was like, oh, God.
I believe the article was etched in stone.
It's so bad.
So what about the parents of this pizza party kid?
Well, apparently one of them showed up while the teacher was waiting at the front door.
Yeah.
And they didn't like that.
Oh, they didn't say, oh, hi.
Let me get the assignment.
Teacher X.
I've been busy.
Yeah, let me make sure you get the assignment that you as the teacher assigned.
It would be a little jarring, Dan, if you came home as a parent and one of your kids' teachers was on your port. It would be jarring. You'd be like, did something happen? Did someone get shot?
I would say, what did he do wrong?
That's what my mom would have said.
Uh-huh.
And here's the other thing. I would argue if we're in, March? If you don't know who your kid's elementary school teacher is, that's a little bit jarring.
Okay, can I just...
That tells me you haven't been to parent teacher night.
Can I just offer one rebuttal to that? If this was middle school and there are multiple teachers, and let's say you have, I don't know, like four children in one district, a little bit of grace for mom there.
Are you saying that you didn't know your kids' teachers?
I'm saying there were times where we would get emails about something about a class, and I would just reply, which kid?
I mean, Sam, if you, let's say you had four kids, and let's say they have seven teachers apiece.
Yeah.
That's 28 faces
you want me
remember.
To tell you, was I keeping track? No. The answer is no.
But this is elementary school we're talking about, right?
I believe so.
Let
me double check.
You know Sam by the fourth one. He was just lucky to get there. I was like, do you need a ride?
She didn't even know what school he was going to.
It's so much easier now that they're adults.
It's a yellow bus. Get on it.
Oh.
Okay, I'll see you later.
So it doesn't say if it was an elementary school teacher. They just keep referring to this person as an educator, and the school is an intermediate school. What does that mean?
That might be middle school. I might be on team. I might be on team mom here.
Let me look up what intermediate
school could be. Fifth and sixth grade.
We need an assignment. Which kid? Which class?
Intermediate is fourth through sixth grade.
Why not just pick up the phone and call or shoot an email to mom? Say, hey, just so you know, we are still.
It's got
to
be in by tonight.
Yeah, got to have that pizza party.
You know, your kid's going to learn deadline sooner or later. How about
honest.
Sooner?
I'm going to be honest. And this is unpopular, and I don't care. I remember one very proactive parent that was on the PTO. That was not me. Shocking, I know. Very proactive parent. I got no fewer than like 20 emails that, why are you not donating for this cause? We're trying to get all the kids to donate for this cause. And it was probably around child three or four. And I just remember thinking, I don't have time for this. What do you need? We need another whiteboard in, I love Blue Valley, but they've got a lot of bells and whistles. No, I'm not giving, like, do you, have you seen our tax bill? No, I'm not sending $40. Like, I remember drawing a line, and it was right around kid three or four. I'm like, I'm not doing it. And she did say, you know, you will be the only one. And I'm like, then I stand alone. I'm happy to die on that hill. I will be the one. Because now it's a thing. Now you're now you're shaming me into writing a check for whatever. And I'm like, no, I'm not feeling it.
Did you get tip fatigued by the PTO?
Yes, Sam.
By the way, text line hit the nail on the head. I bet you the parent called and complained to the district. Otherwise, the district would have no idea that this happened.
They did. They did complain to the district. That's exactly right. Instead of, to Dan's point, saying, okay, what did Tommy do wrong? Tommy didn't do anything wrong, Mrs. Weinbaum. I'm just here because I promised them a pizza tomorrow. I mean, with some simple conversation and dialogue, we can forget all the misunderstandings, and every teacher doesn't have to be pervy McRapey perv.
But simple dialogue would have been pick up the phone and be like, okay, this is awkward. I'm sorry to call you. I know everybody's busy. We are missing this assignment, and we don't want everyone to be docked because then that causes issues for your child.
And that's what happened.
Just
it
send
seems
it.
Like.
Just send it tomorrow.
Okay. Well, the deadline was tonight.
Well.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.